non-sequitur, it's a side point. Since we brought that pasuk before of the rigs of Altechatu, so now we're going to have a drasha based on that pasuk. We're at the top of Hey Amud Aleph, at the two dots, four lines down. It says, Amr Rav Levi Bar Chama, Amr Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, that's Rish Lakish, La'olam, always, Yargiz Adam, as Yetzar, Atob Al Yetzar Ra. A person is always like, you know, agitate, you know, incite his Yetzer Tov to fight his Yetzer Hara directly. In other words, a person's having a Natiya to do something he shouldn't do, he should like confront it head on and fight it. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, and we're going to darshan like four steps of battling the Yetzer Hara based on this Pasuk. The first is Rigs of Altechatu, which means, you know, agitate yourself and don't come to sin. So then, you know, just resist it, fight yourself directly. Fight your Yetzer Hara. Im Nitzchu Mutav, if that works, that's great. Vim Lav, but if you can't, you know, you still are drawn to something wrong, so then Yasuk b'Torah, so then plan B is to be Osek in Torah. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Imru b'Lavavachem. So if you're saying it to your heart, if your heart is full of thoughts of Torah, there's no more space, so to speak, to be filled with thinking about the thoughts of sin. So that's plan B. Now, Im Nitzchu, if plan B works, Mutav, that's great. Vim Lav, if plan B doesn't work, Yikra Kriyashma. Then plan C is say Kriyashma. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Al Mishkabchem, on your beds. Again, that's the allusion to Kriyashma on the Pasuk is from the word Mishkabchem, like Bishachbacha, even though in the previous Pasuk we were, the Levavchem is the connection to Kriyashma. Here it's Mishkabchem. So again, unfortunately, speak out here, particularly at nighttime when a person's in the bed, their mind is wandering, they're particularly prone to having thoughts they shouldn't be having, and therefore, Kriyashma is a great way to fight that off. In the Tchumut, if a plan C works, that's great. Vim Lav, if that doesn't work, then you're back to, you know, last resorts. Yizkor lo yom ha-misa, just then consider your own mortality, recognize where you're headed, and that'll for sure solve the problem. Shneimar, the pasuk says, v'dom musela. Eventually, you'll be permanently silent, so that'll really shake you up to your senses. Now, so everyone asks, why can't you just jump to the end? It's a different, and go consider yom ha-misa, and then avert, you know, using on a nuclear weapons from off the bat. So, first and foremost, it's just a bad way to live, obviously. And the Ein Yaakov says, Iyun Yaakov, on the Ein Yaakov, says, like, that's just, it has major negative side effects about thinking about death all the time. It's going to damage you, so that's not the way to go. On top of that, the Rav Yisrael Salanter says the process only works if you go through like the four-step process. Like just thinking, oh, I'm going to die. Like this, but if you like, as you're working, this last step for sure. If all else fails, that will for sure work to save you from sin. So you got your four-step process. First, fight it directly. That's encouraged, ideal. If not, Yasek B'Torah. If not, Kriyashma. If not, remember your mortality. Okay.